الله وبركاته.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اصبروا وصابروا ورابطوا واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون. وقال تبارك وتعالى: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون. صدق الله العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: يود أهل العافية يوم القيامة حين يعطى أهل البلاء الثواب لو أن جلودهم كانت قرضت بالمقاريض. أو كما قال حبيبنا صلوات الله وسلامه عليه. My dearest respected ulama kiram, my beloved elders, my friends, my brothers in Islam, the ayat I recited, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exhorts us, O you who believe, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sbiru. O you who believe, adopt the patience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wasabiru, and encourage one another to have patience, warabitu, and do the ribat, wattaqullaha la'allakum tuflihun, and always be aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Adopt the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be aware of Him in all walks of life. Whatever is happening, whatever is going on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there with you. Wattaqullah. So have that consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La'allakum tuflihun. Perhaps you may be successful. The second ayat I recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses us after the hurufi muqatta'at, those letters in the Quran which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places at the beginning of certain surahs. Wallahu a'lamu bi muradihi bidhalik. Allah knows best what those huruf and those letters mean, what they refer to. Ahasiban nasu ay yutraku. Do people assume that they will be left? أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Left meaning that you say, I believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I bring iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. And that after that they will not be tested. Sometimes we feel, I am a Muslim. I am reading my namaz. I am doing my zakat. So why am I going through difficulties? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses us all. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسِ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. This is not the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَابَلِهِمْ. Allah says, most definitely we have tried and tested those before them. فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is aware of everything, Allah who is the knower of everything, Allah will make it apparent. Allah will make it obvious. فَلَا يَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا. Those who are genuine to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who are loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who are faithful. وَلَا يَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it obvious. Those who are the deniers and those who are the rejectors, those who are liars. Those who say something but they don't really mean it. The hadith I recited, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in such a beautiful way, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam changes our entire thinking. In this dunya, we hear of somebody, this person's life is so perfect, it's so immaculate. He's got no troubles, he's got no sorrows, he's got no grief, he's got no hardship. And we all want to know, hey, who is that? We want to crane our necks to see, I can't check. And you have to find out from him, by what amal you're doing, what action you're doing. Hey, you sailing smoothly. You want to know, must be a very high level buzruk, very high rank. This is our human nature. We want everything to go smooth all the time. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam changes our perception. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, يَوَدُّ أَهْلُ الْعَافِيَةِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. People who haven't gone through difficulties and hardships, life was quite easy for them. On the day of Qiyamah, they will wish, they will desire, they would love. After they see how much thawab Allah Ta'ala is showering on those who went through difficulties, those who are going through hardships, those who are suffering. But when they see the amount of thawab, how much of appreciation Allah Ta'ala has for every difficulty that a person goes through, with that iman and yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my Rabb is with me, my Rabb is seeing what's going on, my Rabb is helping me, never ever giving up. So the way Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will show the appreciation to those people of difficulties and hardships, that those who haven't been through much, those who are sailing smoothly, they would wish on the day of Qiyamah, okay, ya Allah, how nice it would have been if we would have been cut up with scissors and we make sabr on that. We're ready for that. Why? Because they're seeing now in front. We are seeing in front of our eyes. So to say, we are seeing in front of our eyes how much Allah loves when a person has patience, when a person is loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected friends, in the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises certain qualities that are not outwardly visible. They are actions of the heart. But these actions done by the heart, they are at times the most difficult of actions. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala shows his appreciation to that also in the Kalamullah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not say, inna allaha ma'al musallin, inna allaha ma'al musma'al sa'imin. Allah is with those who are reading namaz. Allah is with those who are fasting. Allah is with those who are performing hajj and umrah. Not to say that these are little actions. These are great actions, very meritorious actions. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala marks the action of the heart, the action of sabr, and Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah is with that person who is adopting patience. It's easy to perform a physical ibadah. It's there for a moment, it's over. But an action like sabr, it is a constant ibadah. It is a constant sacrifice. It is a constant effort where the person is lowering himself in front of Allah Ta'ala. Hey Allah, I am happy with your decision. Allah, it is your command. Another ayat Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala tells us in the Quran Sharif, Wallahu yuhibbu sabirin. Allah loves those who are patient. Respected friends, this word love is a very, very powerful word. When a person's child comes up and he says, Abba, Abba, I love you. Abba will melt. Even though Abba came home from work and Bachu did something serious in the house, you know. He damaged something very, very expensive. Abba maybe just bought it yesterday. Abba didn't even set it up yet. Computer, laptop, expensive cell phone. Something Abba was really looking forward to. And Abba even told Bachu, but you don't touch this. When I come from work, we'll set it up together. But Bachu didn't have the patience. It happens, respected friends. But when that Bachu comes and says, Abba, I love you. Then Abba's heart melts. After that, Abba finds out something that he did. So no matter what he did, but chalo, it's one of those things. So this is how powerful this word is. When amongst acquaintances, somebody tells his close and near bosom friend, I love you. It is not a easy remark for the person to make. It is a very powerful statement. And respected friends, when Allah says it to us, When Allah says it to His bandas, Wallahu yuhibbu sabirin, Allah loves, not just likes, Allah loves the ones who make sabr, the ones who are patient. They are the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So respected friends, that Allah, that Khaliq of ours, that Creator of ours, who has granted us all the ni'mat and bounties and all the ease that we have around us, really it is Allah. It is His hand. If it was not for Allah's decision for us to have any certain ni'mat, we would not have it. So whatever ni'mat we have around us that we are enjoying, it's really due to His love for us, His attention to us, His kindness towards us. And really, we need to secure that everlasting love. Any other love, it is temporary. It will last as long as Allah has decreed it to last. But the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is everlasting. Respected friends, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to further exhort and encourage the believers, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a very beautiful parable and example in the Ahadith Sharif. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that a believer, a banda, he is something different. A banda is like a green plant. It's quite bendable. It is elastic. It can move which way. Anyway, if the wind comes and blows at it, strong storm, very heavy wind, and that little plant, that sapling, it's moving this way, it's moving that way. Just tara, however the wind wants it, it's moving. If the wind is blowing this way, it's going. The wind is blowing that way. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that this is an example of a believer, a mu'min, the one who has his eyes on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah ta'ala instructs and Allah ta'ala commands the situation around him and it's pushing him this way down, he's going down with it. And if it's pushing him the other way, he's going the other way. And when the difficulty is all ceased, he's standing up straight and committed to his Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he was and as he is, remaining firm and loyal to his Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas an evil person, a person whose gaze is not on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a disbeliever, he might seem very powerful, very mighty. One tank is $5 million. Huge aeroplanes. So much of power and might at his disposal. So, a mighty tree. But when the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala comes, and that tree drops down because of those mighty gale force winds, it drops never to stand up again. What might seem very powerful, really it is not that powerful. The power is in remaining constant, remaining loyal, moving as per the dictate and command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, you want this from me, this is what I will do. You want that from me, this is what I will do. Remaining firm, remaining committed. So respected friends, sometimes we would assume that we have an easy life, that is the ideal, and that is my goal, and I'm going to walk towards this. But from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shows us otherwise. That those people who are going through so much of hardships and difficulties, loss of life, loss of limb, loss of family, and at this point in dunya, in this world, we are sympathizing with them, we are feeling very, very sorry for them, we are feeling very, very difficult and hurt for them, which is natural, is normal. We are supposed to have that sympathy. We are supposed to have that love. Respected friends, but when they are rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when the rewards are heaped and showered upon them, although at this point in time, we would not wish to go through difficulties, and it is not encouraged in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be brave and to show that, Ya Allah, I am ready for it. Send whatever it is and I will be patient. No. We ask for afiyat and we ask for ease. We ask for ease because we are not strong, we are weak. If we have strength, it is with Allah. But when something goes wrong, something becomes difficult, we have to be strong and persevere and remain, as our brothers and sisters in Palestine are showing us day in and day out. Respected friends, there's a very beautiful incident which I would like to mention. Hafiz Ibn Asakir rahmatullahi alayhi mentions in the biography of Hazrat Abdullah Ibn Mubarak rahmatullahi alayhi that Muhammad Ibn Ibrahim Ibn Abi Sakinah rahimahullah said, whilst in the area of Tarsus, Hazrat Abdullah Ibn Mubarak rahmatullahi alayhi dictated this poem to me when I was greeting him goodbye. He sent the poem with me to Al-Fudayl Ibn Iyad rahimahullah in the year 170. Respected friends, Hazrat Fudayl Ibn Iyad rahimahullah, he was a very, very great buzrug. He earned the title of Abidul Haramain, the worshipper of the two sanctified places, the two harams. He used to finish himself up in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullahi alayhi sent to him a very beautiful poem, poetry. Many of us might have heard it in the naats and the anashid and nazams. He addresses him and he says, Ya Abid al-Haramain, O he who worships in the vicinity of the two holy masjids, لو أبصرتنا لعلمت أنك بالعبادة تلعب. If you but see us, you will realize that you are only jesting in worship. He who brings wetness to his cheek with tears, he should know that our necks are becoming wet by our blood. The person is in the ibadat and the worship of Allah Ta'ala. He's in the sujood of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. He's in the ruku, he's making the tasbih. He's glorifying Allah and his eyes are pouring with tears. What a beautiful thing. How lovely. How lovely to be like that, respected friends. Immerse in the remembrance of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. It is only you and your Allah alone. Very great ibadat. But an ibadat that supersedes it is this. The ibadat of giving one's life and wealth in the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Persevering, being patient and giving your everything for Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So Abdullah ibn Mubarak continues, he who ties his horse without purpose, he should know that our horses are getting tired in battle. The itar and the scent of perfume is yours, whilst our scent is the glimmer of spears and the stench of dust in battle. We were narrated about in the speech of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, an authentic statement that never lies, that the dust that erupts by Allah's horses in the path of Allah, which fills the nostrils of a man, shall never be combined with the smoke of a raging fire. Dust in the path of Allah, the dust that the mujahid encounters, the dust on the streets of Gaza, respected friends, that dust is so appreciated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that dust and the smoke of the fire in Jahannam can never come together. هَذَا كِتَابُ اللَّهِ يَنْطِقُ بَيْنَنَا. This is the book of Allah, it speaks amongst us. لَيْسَ الشَّهِيدُ بِمَيِّتٍ لَا يَكْذِبُ. The martyr and the shaheed in the path of Allah, he is not a dead person, and the book of Allah does not speak lies. In other words, referring to the ayat, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that those who are martyred in the path of Allah, they are not dead, بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. They are being sustained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And lastly, respected friends, to end off, one hadith in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam explains to us the virtue of a shaheed, if the virtue of a person in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A sahabi comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he asks, Ya Rasulullah, is it possible for any action to supersede that of the shaheed? I'm just giving you the mafhum and the understood of meaning of the hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked the sahabi, will it be possible for you to spend your whole life fasting and your whole life in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala without taking any break? So the sahabi says, Ya Rasulullah, this won't be possible. Hazrat Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells the sahabi that even if that was possible for you, if Allah Ta'ala gave you the tawfiq to do that amount of tawab, still you will not be able to reach the rank of the shaheed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To respected friends, for that level to be reached, that level of iman that is required, to be able to persevere and to withstand, and to be patient for so long in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this requires us to build our iman. That iman that is within the heart, that has to be worked on. Effort has to be made. And alhamdulillah, Many of our sati has already gone out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah, many more of us will be leaving to go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ijtimai is taking place, a very beautiful environment on which to work on one's iman, on which to work on the dictates of brotherly love and ikram, foregoing one's right for the right of the next person, loving your fellow brother, accommodating your fellow brother Muslim. Together with that, throughout our lives to continue with the effort in whichever way possible to us, and there are many, many ways, respected friends, sitting with the ulama-i kiram, visiting the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the akabirin that we have amongst us, busy calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the groups that are going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sole purpose of that, again, is to create that connection, that reconnect that we are all looking for, that connection that we need to have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to rekindle that love, and to rekindle that ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that inshallah, thumma inshallah, whatever comes in our lives, whatever happens, as the people of Gaza and the people of Palestine are showing us iman and patience, respected friends, likewise, the best that we can do is to work on what we have, to keep them in our du'as and in our thoughts and our minds constantly, to make du'a for them and to help them monetarily, and to ready ourselves with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remaining committed and loyal to our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant myself first the tawfiq and all of us that ability and the tawfiq to connect ourselves with our one and only true love, our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to meet with our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking forward to our mulaqat and our meeting, and we are looking forward to meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for that is the real goal and purpose of our lives. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.